I'm Katie Masouras, Senior Security Strategist with the Security Development Lifecycle Team at Microsoft. I'm joined by Josh Lackey, a Senior Security Development Lead with the Trustworthy Computing Group at Microsoft. Josh, thanks for joining us at Blue Hat. And you are going to be talking about mobile security and software radio.
Yeah, what we're seeing is a lot more attention paid to the mobile space. And so there's a whole bunch of new attacks coming out, and in many instances we're finding that software radio either helps out the attacks or in some cases actually enables these attacks.
Interesting. So for those in the universe who are not familiar with software radio and its application towards mobile security and mobile security testing, why don't you give a brief background on that?
So as far as mobile security goes, I mean, software radio is really just you have a hardware front end, which, you know, actually samples the radio waves, and then everything else is done in software. Mm-hmm. So all the lowest levels you can reach. So whereas before you may not have had control over the entire, for example, packet headers that are being sent to your mobile phone, now with software radio you have control all the way down to layer one. So plenty of testing that could go on there that in areas that have not really received much attention so far.
And it seems like a lot of the protocol handlers in the mobile space might not have really been designed for, let's just say, you know, unexpected data.
I think that will definitely prove to be the fact. So certainly if we talk about GSM, the very lowest levels are all tag length value messages. And so, for example, SNMP, the code Nomicon in like 2001, they wrote a fuzzer and they just found, you'd think tag length value, it's way too easy to have flaws in it. But, you know, code Nomicon found tons of flaws. So now think today. Well, what if you pointed that at our national infrastructure as far as telecom goes? You think something's going to get knocked down? Yeah, I think so.
So have we seen a whole lot of evidence, you know, in the wild of attacks actually taking place? Or is this still at the early research, you know, just in the researcher community and sort of the, you know, in certain circles only?
Well, so historically what you'll find is that these attacks have taken place, like governments, law enforcement. I mean, there are specific attacks that can stop, for example, a bomb that's, you know, triggered by a cell phone. You know, there's actually a way and devices out there today where, you know, our law enforcement can go in and totally shut that down so it can't receive the signal. So yes, there have been attacks, but, you know, in terms of worms or in terms of really the attention we see on protocols on the internet, no. I think we're just now sort of catching that wave. And we even have a couple talks here at Blue Hat that are discussing that.
Right. So in terms of what we need to do, you know, to protect this critical infrastructure that we have, I mean, what are some of the first steps that need to happen? Because obviously, you know, we're kind of ending our grace period, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, first step is just to, you know, get through the denial phase. I think in many ways we're still in denial, and you'll see various, you know, groups that come out with statements that, while to some extent are true, they are still sort of ignoring the problem. So hardware SDL is something we've been discussing, you know, basically software development lifecycle or hardware development lifecycle. I mean, sort of the same attention that we're putting on our components in our operating system need to be sort of placed in the infrastructure, or the same attention that we put on our desktop operating system really needs to be on our mobile operating system as well. So there are ideas, there are specific things we can do. I think we're still sort of in the infancy as far as, you know, some of our defenses go.
So in terms of, you know, from an enterprise perspective, right, an enterprise deployer of mobile technology, they're sort of a high-end consumer is what I think of them as. What can enterprises do to, you know, hopefully mitigate some of these issues?
So currently, not a lot. So the truth is, though, we're not really seeing the exploitation in scale. So whether they should even be worried about it, you know, for specific reasons is a question. You know, I'm not really that worried about somebody attacking my phone and running code on it today. You know, my desktop, sure, you plug it into a network, and, you know, we've got firewalls, we've got all sorts of software that protects it. Phone, we're not so worried, but we should start. And so things that protect your desktop, I mean, one of the favorite quotes that everybody does when they do like a phone talk is, oh, a phone is a computer, right? Mm-hmm. And that's true. Our phones are more powerful than our desktops were in the 90s. And so pretty much anything that you think of on the desktop, you know, that probably should be on the phone as well. So we've got a couple talks about SMS. And one thing that we've been discussing is, you know, well, what about an SMS firewall? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know of any flaws today. If we knew of specific flaws, we'd fix them. But, you know, in the future, what if somebody comes out with a zero day? Well, if I had an SMS firewall on my phone, I could say, you know what? Don't accept SMS messages from people you don't know. Or don't accept SMS messages that have a user data header. And that user data header basically mm-hmm. means just a lot more data that could go wrong. And so, you know, there's various ideas like that, but it's pretty much you think of the desktop, and the desktop is a good model for what the phone needs to do.
So let me ask the question as, you know, sort of a last question in this genre. You mentioned SMS firewall as a possibility. Would that be something that perhaps the mobile carriers might be able to provide, you know, as well? Or should it really, you know, should it be more defense in depth where the carriers do something and the endpoint, you know, the mobile handset itself do something as well?
I like the defense in depth issue, you know, idea. That, you know, certainly we have a mobile carrier represented at this year's Blue Hat, so that's something that we should ask them. From what I know of their network, though, at least as it sits today, is it's difficult for them to do sort of innovative things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 5 years from now, okay, maybe it'll be a standard. But I think at least our mobile platforms can be a little bit more agile and implement it first.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. I'm really looking forward to your talk. Thank you so much for coming.
All right. Well, thank you.